Don't wait until your children are psychotic serial sex murderers to turn off your television. Cut the damn thing off and come over here to the radio. It's time for another heartwarming episode of Caitlin and Debbie.
Daddy, let's record some stuff.
I can't right now, honey. I'm working on a public service announcement here.
Can we do something when you're done?
Daddy's awful tired. I'm going to have to go to bed after this, honey.
You slept last night, Daddy. What's up?
It's been kind of dry around here lately, Caitlin.
You have just witnessed the tragedy of methamphetamine abuse in our country's nation.
You talk funny, Daddy.
That's my radio voice, honey. Now you go down and play in the lab while Daddy finishes.
Okay, Daddy.
Since Whitewater, methamphetamine abuse has been on the increase among our nation's daddies. Did you know that a small child with unsupervised access to the internet can download information on the synthesis of dangerous drugs like methamphetamine?
Information on how to fashion a low-pressure hydrogenation apparatus from a Mr. Coffee machine and 25 rolls of duct tape is quite readily available. This, following a crude anhydrous methanol extraction of pseudoephedrine from popular cold medication, can reduce this harmless cold remedy by catalytic hydrogenation with methylamine. Anyone, can carry out a vigorous reflux
in hydriotic acid,
easily synthesized by scraping the red phosphorus from 500,000 matchbook covers. Phosphorus,
like iodine,
is a fundamental element. We must end the trafficking in these and other fundamental elements.
Before it's too late.
With only a kindergarten education, any child
can synthesize
methamphetamine by constructing a simple laboratory in your basement without your knowledge.
And in less than a fraction of a second,
this killer drug will show up in every American schoolyard,
preying on the young victims of attention deficit disorder.
Possibly bankrupting legitimate pharmaceutical firms who manufacture Ritalin for our children's mental health.
It's ready, Daddy.
I hope it's better than that last batch you made. Staying awake for a couple of weeks on that stuff about made me psychotic. What's wrong with this stuff? It tastes like iodine.
Oops.
I think you better try a fractional distillation next time, honey.
Under reduced pressure.
I love you, Caitlin.
I love you too, Daddy.
This has been a public service announcement from the Coalition of Friends and Citizens in partnership for the reduction of over-the-counter cold medicine in America.